a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. Kind of quiet on your Salt Lake County freeways, for now at least. If you're headed southbound on I-15, traffic is building and slowing a bit between 4500 and 7200 south. After that, you're looking good all the way to Provo. We do have a new accident in Utah County. This is on northbound I-15 at the 800 south off-ramp in Payson. It is to the right, really not causing any kind of backups. Also, construction is going to cause a little bit of slowing. This is eastbound I-80 between Bangor and the West Belt. Southbound 5600 West, also starting to see slowing around those intersections between I-80 and 3500 South. Steve?
And traffic filling in just a bit. Southbound Foothill Drive between 13th and 17th South. Got steady and smooth conditions out of downtown. Northbound I-15 all the way up into Davis County. Then delays start to set in there from 200 North in Kaysville up into Sunset. Southbound I-15, a little busy there through Clearfield. And still a good drive on north and southbound Highway 89, Westside Belt, and Legacy Parkway. Performance Ford Lincoln at Bountiful. Get the most for your trade and save up to 20% on select 2019 models only at Performance Ford Lincoln at Bountiful. They'll put a smile on your face. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.